The moral and ethical development of an individual is a fundamental aspect of Islamic teachings, and regular prayers are emphasized as a means to cultivate self-discipline and control over one's desires and impulses. Here a real understanding of the subject for teaching Muslims, foundations in Islamic teachings, submission to Allah. Islam teaches that one's desires and actions should be aligned with the will of Allah. Purpose of self-discipline. Regular prayers serve as a means to discipline the self, aligning personal desires with the ethical principles outlined in Islamic teachings. Training the nafs, soul/self spiritual growth. Muslims believe that self-discipline leads to spiritual growth and closeness to Allah. Striving for excellence. The process of self-discipline is a continuous striving for excellence in character and conduct. Integration of worship and behavior. Consistency in worship. Regular prayers help in maintaining consistency in worship, reinforcing the link between one's acts of devotion and daily behavior. Ethical conduct. Muslims are encouraged to exhibit ethical conduct in all aspects of life, mirroring the values promoted in prayers. Submission in action. Symbol of submission. The physical postures in prayer, such as bowing and prostration, symbolize submission to Allah. Translating submission to daily life. Muslims are taught to translate the submission experienced in prayer into their daily actions, cultivating a disciplined and controlled approach to life. Control over desires and impulses, physical control. The practice of stopping daily activities for prayers instills physical control over one's body and actions. Resistance to impulses. Regular prayers help in resisting impulsive behaviors and desires that may lead to unethical actions. Guidance from Quranic verses. Quranic teachings on self-discipline. Numerous Quranic verses emphasize self-discipline, control over desires, and the importance of moral and ethical conduct. Reflection on Quranic guidance. Muslims are encouraged to reflect on these verses during prayers, internalizing the moral lessons they convey. Seeking forgiveness and repentance. Built-in mechanism. Prayers serve as a built-in mechanism for seeking forgiveness and repentance. Acknowledging imperfections. Muslims recognize their imperfections during prayers and seek Allah mercy, fostering a humble and self-aware attitude. Mindful prayer. Khushu, concentration in prayer. Muslims strive for khushu, concentration, during prayers, focusing not only on physical postures but also on the inner states of being. Application outside prayer. Developing mindfulness during prayers helps in applying the same level of awareness to daily actions, promoting ethical behavior. Consistency and routine. Establishing a routine. The daily routine of prayers instills a sense of consistency in self-discipline. Building habits. Regularity in prayer helps in building habits of ethical conduct and self-control. Reflection and accountability. Daily self-reflection. Prayer times offer moments for self-reflection, enabling individuals to assess their actions and intentions. Accountability to Allah. Muslims believe in being accountable to Allah for their deeds, motivating them to cultivate self-discipline. Teaching Muslims about self-control through prayers, understanding the spiritual significance, teach that self-discipline through prayers is not just a physical exercise but holds spiritual significance, contributing to one's moral and ethical development. Reflecting on Quranic teachings. Encourage Muslims to reflect on Quranic verses related to self-discipline and ethical conduct during their prayers, fostering a deeper connection to these teachings. Linking actions to intentions. Emphasize the importance of aligning actions with intentions, making sure that one behavior outside of prayer reflects the values and principles upheld during worship. Encouraging mindful prayer. Teach the concept of khushu and encourage worshipers to be mindful and present during prayers, translating this mindfulness to their behavior outside the prayer mat. Linking repentance to self-control. Discuss how seeking forgiveness and repentance during prayers is linked to self-control, as it involves acknowledging and rectifying mistakes. Consistency in worship. Highlight the significance of consistency in worship, as it forms the basis for developing habits of ethical conduct and self-control. Fostering a sense of accountability. Emphasize the belief in being accountable to Allah for one's actions, reinforcing the idea that self-discipline is a personal responsibility and commitment. Practical application. provide examples of how self-discipline practiced during prayers can be practically applied to daily life, promoting ethical decision-making. Encouraging positive habits, motivate Muslims to use the routine of prayers as a foundation for cultivating positive habits in various aspects of life, emphasizing self-control over negative impulses. Promoting a balanced lifestyle, remind Muslims that self-discipline is not about suppressing desires but about finding a balance that aligns with Islamic values, promoting a holistic and ethical lifestyle. In summary, self-discipline and control over desires and impulses are integral aspects of moral and ethical development in Islam. Regular prayers serve as a practical and spiritual tool for Muslims to cultivate self-discipline, align their actions with ethical principles, and continuously strive for excellence in character and conduct.